get it in case I need it. Just in case. Well, what a joy to be together. Y'all don't sound too joyful. At least I think it's a joy to be with you guys. Yeah, 50 years ago, there's a few here, and how the Lord has blessed us all these years, and we're looking forward to His great outpouring of blessing upon His people this week. That is our heart. That's a poor simulation of the blowing of the ram's horn. I got this 2 days ago. I've been blowing in it for 2 days, and I can't get anything out of it. So I give credit to all of those Israelites that are blowing those horns. But the ram's horn had a tremendous part of the history of Israel. It represents the voice of God speaking to them. Whenever God wanted to speak to them, they would blow the ram's horn to assemble the people to hear what the Lord had to say to them. The ram's horn was critical. It was blown every Jewish New Year. It was blown on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. It was blown, if you remember, at the walls of Jericho. And what happened? With the trumpet sound and the shout, the walls crumbled, brothers and sisters. There's a tremendous history involving the blowing of the trumpet. And that's not all. We know that one day there will be the voice of the angel and the sound of the trumpet, and the Lord shall descend, and we shall rise to be with Him forever in His presence. What a glory. Brothers and sisters, tonight we come to announce Jubilee. As our brother Kenny said, 50 years ago, 1975, brothers and sisters, we had a Jubilee then. It was an amazing time. And now, 50 years later, this is our heart, that there once again will be a real Jubilee. I think the voice of the Lord has called us to assemble. The Lord wants to speak to us, to our hearts, to liberate us. That's what Jubilee means, full liberty. Now, we as Christians know sometimes we know the Christ. We've known Him many years, but we know that we might not be in full liberty. We hope we'll experience full liberty this week. Let me read from Leviticus 25:10. It says, "You shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to everyone. It shall be a jubilee to you, and you shall return every man to his possessions and return every man to his family." That scripture says we're to hallow the 50th year, brothers and sisters, to honor it as a holy time, to sanctify it in our hearts, and to consider it sacred time. It's not to be taken lightly. The 50th year was a special time. It was a time set apart by the Lord Himself to renew His people, to bring them into liberty. Brothers and sisters, it was something that the Lord called, that the Lord set it apart. Jubilee means a joyful shout. That's why in the beginning, I did want to hear a little joy. We need a joyful shout. That's what Jubilee begins with, brothers and sisters. Jubilee was a year of liberty, a year of emancipation, a year of restoration, a year of forgiveness, a year of resting and renewal and strengthening of the people of God. 50 years. It happened every 50 years. If you think about it, most of the Israelites only experienced one Jubilee in their lifetime. Brothers and sisters, what an important time we have this week. On Jubilee, as I said, there would be liberty. They were emancipated. Now, what does that mean? Many of the Israelites had become poor or had gotten into debt, and they would give themselves as slaves to an owner, and they would work for this owner until the time, brothers and sisters, of Jubilee. But on Jubilee, the slaves would be set free, totally free, and they could return back to their homes. Emancipation, liberty for those that were in bondage. They had come into bondage. Brothers and sisters, don't we as Christians sometimes find ourselves in some kind of bondage? The Lord can set you free. He can be your Jubilee, brothers and sisters. We pray it will happen this week. Restoration. Those that had to sell their properties. Sometimes they didn't become slaves, but they did have to sell their property to survive, to get along. But in the year of Jubilee, guess what? That land was restored to them. They restored what they had lost. Brothers and sisters, I think there are times in our lives when we feel like spiritually we've lost something. Well, brothers and sisters, it can be restored in Jubilee. Brothers and sisters, we don't have any idea what the Lord wants to do in our lives this week, but may it be a true Jubilee of liberty, emancipation, and restoration. Brothers and sisters, I think sometimes, we kind of get in a spiritual fog. Can I say that? It seems like our spiritual life is on hold. Sometimes it's just, brothers and sisters, like we're losing our faith, like we're just barely hanging on in our spiritual life. It happens, brothers and sisters. To your young ones, don't be discouraged, but it does happen. But praise the Lord. Jubilee can restore you. The Lord can fully restore you and bring you back into close fellowship with Him. Lord, restore your life with Him. That is Jubilee. The Lord has promised in Psalm 23, it's a verse that means so much to me. I was in a period in my life when I was really despondent before the Lord. I was actually beginning to think I was seriously losing my mind. And the Lord spoke that verse to me out of the 23rd Psalm. Just as clear as day, He says, I will restore your soul. Brothers and sisters, that was my Jubilee. He kept me from the pit, and I thank Him for that. Also, Joel 2:25, I will restore you. I will restore the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. Brothers and sisters, we know oftentimes in our family lives, there's issues and problems that don't seem solvable. But the Lord said, look, I know there's a lot of damage sometimes, but I can restore. What a Lord we have. Also, Jubilee was forgiveness of debt. If they were in debt, that debt was forgiven. Those in debt were kind of in a life of doom and hopelessness. Under that debt that they could not pay back. But brothers and sisters, you had a debt. I had a debt that we couldn't pay back. It was a load of sin. It created such a debt. And we may have tried and said, I'll do good things. I'll be good forever. I will just be the best I can be for the Lord, and we find out that it's impossible. But the Lord came to Calvary's cross, and he paid our debt that our sins and our shortcomings had created. What a Savior we have. Jubilee. You can experience Jubilee. It was a time of resting and reviving. Now, the 49th year was a Sabbath year. And those that know, in the Sabbath year, every 7 years, the land, they would let the land rest. They wouldn't cultivate it. They just let it rest to restore it. And there's seven sevens. And then on the 50th year, there's another Sabbath year, two in a row, to let the land rest. I couldn't help but think how much, brothers and sisters, we need to know the Lord's rest. Oh, Lord, brothers and sisters, there's times in our life when we're just worn out. We're wrestling with many things in our lives, even spiritual issues in our lives. But the Lord tells us what? Enter into my rest. I have a rest for you that you can find in the midst of the most difficult time in your life. In times of hardship, in times of stress, you can find my rest. You can enter into Jubilee. Brothers and sisters, what a Lord we have. Now, I don't know what your condition is tonight. You may be full of joy and just praising the Lord and having a great time in the Lord, and I'm thankful for that. But we do, as Christians, run into these various issues, and that's what Jubilee is for. It's for liberation. It's for restoration. It's for rest. It's a time of reset. The whole nation was reset by all of the slaves being let free and returning to their lands and having their lands restored. They could start again, so to speak. It was a reset, a time of reset. I pray this week will be a Jubilee, a time of reset. And amazingly enough, Isaiah spoke of a Jubilee, prophesied of a Jubilee, not like that one of the Israelites had experienced, which was based on physical things, but a spiritual Jubilee. He speaks of in Isaiah 61, 1, 2, 3. This is what he prophesied. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance, to comfort all that mourn, and to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give to them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Oh, brothers and sisters, have you experienced this Jubilee? How do we experience this Jubilee? The Lord's speaking. Thank the Lord. How do you experience this Jubilee? Well, you remember when Jesus started his ministry at the age of 30. He entered into the synagogue in Nazareth on the Sabbath day, and he stood up, and he began to, they gave to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he opened it, the book. He found the place where it was written. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable day of the Lord. You know, those that were in the synagogue that day, I'm sure had heard this scripture many times. They knew it pointed to the Messiah. But Jesus didn't stop with reading of the scripture. He stood up and said to them, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." This day, the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Brothers and sisters, Jesus was telling them, "I am your Jubilee." Amen. Kenny said it earlier. I am your Jubilee. You cannot find Jubilee apart from me. You cannot. It's impossible. It's a spiritual Jubilee. It is a restoring of your soul, a renewing of your life, brothers and sisters. And Jesus is saying, "I am your Jubilee." Brothers and sisters, we need to experience this Jubilee. As we enter this time this week, I was thinking, "Lord, what would you have us do?" And I think David is a great example. But I think it's a time to seek him, a time to seek his face, a time to seek your Jubilee in him. You know, David was a man after God's own heart. David wasn't perfect. We know that. He actually had some grievous sins in his life. But you know what? When the Lord spoke to his heart, he was immediately convicted. And he said, "Oh, Lord, Lord, cleanse me. Cleanse me of this wicked heart. Lord Jesus, cleanse me." What was David's secret that the Lord could say of David, "Here's a man after my own heart"? Psalm 27:8. This is David speaking. "When you said, 'Lord, seek my face, seek ye your face,' my heart said unto thee, 'Thy face, Lord, will I seek.'" I know we're going to be busy this week with many things, but take time to seek his face. Brothers and sisters, he is your Jubilee. Seek him. Now, our Jubilee has come. We know that. Over 2,000 years ago, Christ was born in a manger in Bethlehem, and the heavenly Jubilee came to earth, brothers and sisters. And I remember the story. It says the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds in the field. And what happened? It says the glory of the Lord lit up the sky. Jubilee was here. It was a joy. And the angel said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ your Lord." Jubilee had come. Christ became mankind's Jubilee. All of mankind. A Jubilee that all could know and experience. It says that Christ at that time, while he was on earth, went about sharing the good news of the kingdom. He healed multitudes, brothers and sisters. Ailments, all kinds of sicknesses. He delivered many from the bondage of demons. And he opened the eyes of blind people. And he opened the ears of the deaf. He even raised the dead. Wouldn't you say that's Jubilee? But brother, there was, brothers and sisters, more than that, more than all of these miracles, he freed people from the bondage of sin and death. Matthew 11:28, the Lord's words to the people was, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This was Jubilee, brothers and sisters. This was true liberty. This is emancipation of your soul that has been under the weight of sin and death. Brothers and sisters, your soul, that soul of yours that can get so stirred up, so out of order. The Lord said, I'm going to save your soul. I'm going to restore you from your sins of sin and death. Brothers and sisters, those that responded to the Lord received eternal life. Do you know what that means? It means they accepted Christ. But something happened when they accepted Christ. The Lord Himself, the Jubilee, came into their hearts. And He's in your heart tonight. Probably most everyone here. But I would encourage anyone that has not yet had this Jubilee in their heart of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, would simply humble yourself under His mighty hand and say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Save my soul. Please, don't let this time pass you by. Not only did our Jubilee come 2,000 years ago, our Jubilee is still going on. It's still going on today. Let me read Galatians 4:19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. I travail in birth again until Christ be born in you. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed, transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, Jubilee is occurring in your life now. The Lord is trying to transform you, transform your soul, restoring and healing your soul, filling it with the life of Christ, transforming you into the person He's always intended you to be. Think of that. We can live a whole life without Christ and never become the person that God created you for. But you can experience that wonderful Jubilee. You can be transformed into the person that God intended you to be, brothers and sisters. And that person God intended you to be is to be transformed so that you too, having His life in you, will know the character and nature of God, the Lord Himself, that nature, that character may become your nature and character. Is that not a Jubilee? And brothers and sisters, oh, it's the emancipation of your soul. It is the liberty of your soul. And soon, brothers and sisters, we know that Jubilee is coming. We don't know when, but it could be very soon, even before this conference is over. There'll be some Christians from all over the world who'll just disappear. They will disappear. In the Bible, they're called the overcomers, the first fruits. I call them the advance guard, the special forces, so to speak. These ones will break through the air atmosphere in which the enemy now has control in and where his headquarters is housed. They'll break through that and actually make it to the throne itself. And then, brothers and sisters, they will escort the Lord to the cloud. And at the cloud, something great will happen. Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. For we say unto you by the word of the Lord that we which are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord itself shall not prevent those which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and with what? The trump of God with the ram's horn. And the dead in Christ shall first rise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Is that not jubilee? Amen. It really is. What a jubilee. We'll be raised, brothers and sisters, with a spiritual body. Not this old body that has a bad knee that had to be replaced and lungs that aren't functioning too well and teeth that don't seem to be working like they used to. Brothers and sisters, it will be a transformation. Now, a transformation of spirit, soul, and your body. That is full liberation. That is full revelation, liberty of mankind. Not only your spirit is saved, not only your soul is saved, but brothers and sisters, your body is saved because it will be transformed into a spiritual body. You may remember the Lord after he came from the grave, after he rose up, he was able to walk through walls with his body. He was still able to eat and drink. He was still able to be seen and talked to. Oh, brothers and sisters, we have no idea of the transformation that's going to take place when we meet him. What a jubilee that will be. Brothers and sisters, after that, after our time with the Lord at the cloud, there'll be the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's a 1,000-year period, a millennial period, where the Lord will come on this earth and reign as Lord of lords and King of kings. And brothers and sisters, those who have been counted worthy at the judgment seat of Christ will be able and have the privilege to reign and rule with Christ over this world for 1,000 years, to work with our Lord, to carry out his orders, brothers and sisters, to be under his government and also to operate his government on this earth. What a jubilee that is, brothers and sisters. But even the world itself at that time will experience a jubilee. You remember the prophecy? He says the wolf will lie down with the lamb. Even the wildness of the animals will disappear. It's a jubilee for all of creation. Brothers and sisters, what a wonderful time it will be. But that is still not the all of it, Lord, brothers and sisters. After the end of that, and after the white throne judgment, and the Lord dealing with the unsaved and Satan himself, we will see the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband, the church. Brothers and sisters, oh, the church is not a earthly political thing run by men. Brothers and sisters, the church is the people of God with Christ as their head. And we, the body, brothers and sisters. But it will be a wonderful time because we'll be all fully transformed. Hallelujah. Full transformation. The new Jerusalem. And brothers and sisters, we will experience as the church a glorious union with our Lord Jesus Christ, of which I have no... It's way beyond my imagination to even grasp what that means, the union of Christ and his church, us people, a union that I don't know if we've ever experienced before. It will be an amazing time to be with the Lord, walking throughout eternity, serving Him, Lord. And we don't know what the Lord has for us then, but brothers and sisters, I have a feeling it's going to be a lot more glorious than what we know even now. What a jubilee. Spiritual emancipation. Brothers and sisters, for this conference, it did begin 50 years ago. We had had two previous, family conference 50 years ago. We'd had two other small conferences with just adults. And at that second conference, we really was laid on our hearts by the Lord that we needed to have a family conference. The Lord was after families, not just individuals, not just adults, but after families. He wanted to reveal Himself to our families. And that's why we're meeting tonight, brothers and sisters. That was in 1975. It was a special year. Kenny said it, but Stephen Kong spoke on the eternal purpose of God. I had no idea what the eternal purpose of God is. It can all be summed up in one word, of course, as Kenny has so well spoken, Christ. Christ is God's eternal purpose. Everything is Christ. Oh, what an emancipation. What a time it was, brothers and sisters. God was faithful. I have to say, the spirit of wisdom and revelation spoken of in Ephesians was poured out in a mighty way upon us at that time. Oh, our hearts were full of joy. The Lord began to set us free from some of our religious background and religious ways. Brothers and sisters, the Word of God became living and real, not just a set of doctrines to us to be followed. Brothers and sisters, what a difference, what a change in our lives that was created. We saw God had a great purpose for His Son, that His Son did want that bride. But we found out that that bride was actually His body. Christ was much bigger than we had ever imagined. We'd always just thought of Christ on the throne. But now we see Christ, the head, is on the throne. And His body is here on earth. And they're one. One life. All with one head. What an amazing revelation that was to us. It captured our hearts, brothers and sisters. And it's the Lord's never let us go since. That's why we're here tonight. Brothers and sisters, I want to say, I hope the Lord will pour out His spirit of wisdom and revelation upon us this week. That, brothers and sisters, you will come in to full emancipation, full liberty, full restoration. Brothers and sisters, that the Lord will do a mighty work in our lives individually and in His church corporately. Brothers and sisters, that's why we're together tonight. We want to encourage one another, brothers and sisters, in what the Lord is doing this week. We were freed from so many, I was anyway, spiritual bondages and ideas and things I had about how the church operated. It all went up in ashes, brothers and sisters. It was a great renewing, and I'm so thankful for us. And I do say our brother Lance, as Kenny said, spoke on fellowship. And you know what I learned? I didn't know anything about fellowship. It certainly wasn't gathering together for a softball team. So y'all know what I mean, if you've been a Baptist anyway, have a softball team. It was a totally amazing, totally different gathering. Well, let me sum it up. It's very simple. As we're here this week, let's hallow this time. It's a special time. Let's hallow this time. Let's seek His face. We don't know it all. The revelation that we have is very small, brothers and sisters. Revelation is an immense thing. There's no end to Christ, no end to seeing new things in our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, seek his face. Open our hearts to him. And I want to say this. Open our being to him, our very being to him. And let his words speak to us. I pray for my brothers. I know that they've been before the Lord. They have a heart for the Lord. I know they too have been touched by these things. May the Lord give them the grace to be able to share with us what he has to say. He's blown the ram's horn. We need to listen to him. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the great blessing that you've showered upon us. Lord, I had the privilege of being here 50 years ago, and it was amazing. But Lord, this year I come with great anticipation, also looking for you to do great and marvelous things beyond what we can think or imagine. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.